getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go. Time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. Yeah, a little week in the old vocal department this week. Somewhere along the way since last week, I picked up a stinking little cold, but I already think I'm over the hump, so we'll see how it goes. Maybe I won't talk as much in this show. Maybe I'll fit in an extra record. Hey, that could happen. I wouldn't count on it, though, but let's get things rolling with another edition of the Oompa Hour. Start out with a little fiddle music. Don't do that very often. Mike Harris doing Flanagan's Polka gets us rolling. There you go, kind of a modified shave and a haircut, two bits on the end of that one, huh? Mike Harris, Flanagan's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Man, I didn't realize how much of a kind of a cold thing I had going on until I heard my voice come back at me in the headphones. I'm like, whoa, what the heck is going on here? Anyway, glad to have you along for another show. We'll muddle through. We'll get through this one way or the other. I don't know. I feel all right. Just don't have the voice like I normally do, but that's all right. Let's do Stan Wisniak now and his TV Polka Band.
I met her by chance while I was at the dance. Her eyes were big and bright. She set my heart aflight. As she touched my hands, I thought of wedding bands. Oh, what a pretty girl. Oh, what a pretty girl. I met her by chance while I was at the dance. My dream is now complete. Through life we'll dance and whirl. Living is a treat to love my pretty girl. Thank you. met her by chance while I was at the dance. Her eyes were big and bright, she set my heart aflight. As she touched my hands, I thought of wedding bands. Oh, what a pretty girl, oh, what a pretty girl. I met her by chance while I was at the dance. My dream is now complete, through life we'll dance and whirl. Living is a treat to love my pretty girl.
And there you go, Stan Wisniak and his TV polka band, My Pretty Girl, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. See, believe it or not, this does happen every single week. So glad you ran into another edition of the show. Maybe you're a first-timer, huh? Believe it or not, all records on this show. No digital stuff, no MP3s, no nothing. Even though, you know, I don't know what day you may be hearing this show because I'm performing the show live at this very moment, but the show is recorded, and many radio stations play it at different days and different times. But the show is actually live from beginning to end, so when I screw up, you hear the screw-ups just like I do. Makes it a little more edgy, you know what I mean? All right, now this one says it's the Modern Airs. I'm pretty sure, well, I'm 100% sure, this is not the same Modern Airs that sang with the Glenn Miller Band back in the 40s. But here are the Modern Airs of the polka world on Wham! Records. Isn't that a great name for a record company? Wham! Anyway, If I Had a Wish Polka.
If I had a wish, what would it be? I'd make a wish that would be good for you and me. I'd wish to see a future day about 100 years away. Just think of all the things that I would see. If you're like me, you love that lively polka sound, and you'd love to know where polka music's found. I'm sure that you'll agree with me on just what I'd like to see. That's to see if polka music's still around. Having so much fun, and then the radio would say there's a polka dance today, and that's where half the population run. They'd say that there's a polka dance upon the moon tonight. The band you'd see would make you scream in fright, and we'd all drive our flying cars to see a polka band from Mars, and a Martian polka band would be a sight. Shed if polka music should go dead. That won't happen if you spread the polka around. I think my closing statement should be backed, 'cause there's just one thing some polka dances like. Just keep on dancing strong, next time bring your friends along, 'cause we Polish people like our dances packed. We'll be right back.
There you go. The modern air is there. And I wish if I had a wish, that's Ed Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And, you know, I heard him singing about a polka band from Mars in that record. I am pretty sure that I have seen a polka band from Mars. At least they seemed like Martians to me. But I'm not going to tell you who they were because I don't want to offend anybody. But anyway, glad you're along for another round here in the old Oompa Hour. And I got to talk about World of Accordions Museum for just a minute here and invite you to check them out, of course. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. We are like officially into travel season around here. I was just noticing that it's about time to turn my calendar over to May already. Can you believe that? Won't be long. All the kids will be out of school. People will be talking about summer vacations and all that kind of stuff. Why not visit the World of Accordions Museum in Superior? Check out like 4,000 accordions on display along with related instruments and memorabilia and stuff like that. All the research material they have there, all the knowledge contained in that building, man. You want to learn stuff about accordions and the people who played them and the people that wrote songs and the people who immigrated here, brought their music with. It's a fantastic place to visit. Check them out online and you'll know what I'm talking about. It's easy to find. worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the internet. You can see some pictures and you can read some history. A lot of information on the website. So if you have an opportunity to at least check it out, by all means do that. If you're going to be in the area around Duluth, Minnesota, Superior, Wisconsin, put it on your itinerary, worldofaccordions.org. All right. All right. Now, hailing from Texas, it's the Little Fisherman Orchestra and 10 Pretty Girls.
You can't marry 10 pretty girls. There were 10 pretty girls, and I'll tell you this, that the boy's biggest thrill was to steal a kiss. But it doesn't mean a thing playing kiss in the ring, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. Now 5 were blondes and 4 brunettes, and 1 was a sunny little redhead. The girls grew up, the boy left school, and at 21 he wedded the saucy little redhead. Oh, that one pretty girl at the village school. Here's what she taught the boy at the village school. Kissing girls may be fun, but your heart picks on one, so you can't marry 10 pretty girls.
All right, that's 2 songs already on the show that ended with the traditional shave and a haircut, 2 bits at the end there, right? Huh? Let's keep count. Little Fisherman Orchestra there out of Texas and 10 Pretty Girls here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, of course, despite the despite fighting this cold and everything, we will have a 78 of the week. We'll get one of these shellac records going here in a little bit. And, of course, we'll have a waltz in the show. So for those of you that are waiting for a waltz, we'll have one coming up here in just a little bit, so hang tight. All right, here's Eddie Mack and his orchestra and Happy Go Lucky.
Happy Go Lucky. c'est original, et ça fait ça original. J'aime nos poches, l'aime d'or en beauté, ça l'aime pas périr. Keď som spal vám na povali, prišla ku mne strašidlo. Mala forty aj kaloty, a sa to mne páčilo. Ty do roboty, môj najmilejší, ty si šikovný, neposlený vy. Ty do roboty, môj najmilejší, ty si šikovný, neposlený vy.
And there you go, Eddie Mack and his orchestra, happy-go-lucky, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Happens to be where you are in tune today. Glad to have you with on another show. I'm going to try to not yak so much, just play more records, so don't wear out what's left of this cold in this throat today. Yikes. Anyway, you probably remember this one as a pop hit back in about 19, I don't know, I'm going to guess and say 60, 61, something like that. Brian Hyland had a big hit record called Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. If you turn it into a polka and you hand it over to Walt Sisolak and his musical ambassadors, it comes out something like this.
Afraid to come out of the locker, she was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker, she was afraid that somebody would see. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
Righte, Rossosti, righte!
Afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's going to do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
And there you go, Walt Sisolak and his musical ambassadors, the Itsy Bitsy Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, trying to take it a little easy on my voice today. Got this weird cold thing going on. I hope I get rid of it here in the next few days, but we'll see. We'll see how that works out. I don't know. I have a problem with shutting up is what it comes down to. Interesting observation over the past week. This seemed weird to me. YouTube has turned 20 years old over the past week. And I thought, it seems like it's been around a lot longer than that. I could still remember the first funny video I saw on YouTube back when it was a brand new thing. And maybe some of you will understand what I'm talking about. Maybe some of you won't. But if you remember the band Creedence Clearwater Revival, they had a song called Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And somebody misinterpreted all the lyrics. I mean, on purpose. You've seen those jokes where they say misheard lyrics, and then they play songs where people are understanding the lyrics wrong, and they're singing along with the wrong lyrics. Anyway, so it's Have You Ever Seen the Rain Coming Down, etc. And they changed it to Have You Ever Seen Lorraine? And by today's standards, the quality of the video is horrible. And it's the same song. It's the Creedence Clearwater Revival song. But it's got all this animation of all the wrong words being sung. And it was hysterical to me. And I thought, man, this new YouTube thing is going to prove to be funny. And now what happens? Do you get sucked down the YouTube wormhole? You know, you kind of get started at the edge, and the next thing you know, you've blown 2 hours following video after video and link after link. Because if you've never been there, you look at a video, and then it shows other videos that are similar that you might be interested in, and you follow that one, and then it shows you more. And the next thing you know, you've blown the entire afternoon, and it usually starts out watching some sort of a musical video. You know, whether I'm watching a polka band or I'm watching an oldies band or I'm watching, you know, some young kids that are just learning to play and they're like doing a concert somewhere. And I'll say, hey, look at kids actually making music. And the next thing you know, I'm watching Clint Eastwood movie clips. And the next thing you know, it's supper time already. And I started right after lunch. But yeah, YouTube, 20 years old over the past week. And for those of you that also get sucked into those YouTube wormholes, I feel your pain. But on the other hand, I almost watch zero television, so I guess it evens out, right? Because I know a lot of people get sucked into their TV tubes, too. But anyway, yeah, YouTube is 20 this week. All right, I got Elmer Scheid and his Hooleri Band here on turntable number two. It's LC's Hooleri. Thank you. Is it just me, or do all the Elmer Scheid records seem like they're really short, man? It's like I just started that record, now it's done already. Anyway, there's Elsie's Hooleri here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. All right, I got the Pastels Orchestra here. I'm going to send this one out to all you gardeners out there. And even though this is an instrumental, you can pretend they're singing about peat moss that you use when you're making flower pots and stuff. Right, here's the Peat Moss Polka. And there you go, the Peat Moss Polka with the Pastels Orchestra. That's a lot of P's on one record. Here on Tim's Orchestra. Tim's Orchestra. Ha ha! Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. It's the Pastels Orchestra. Did I get that all right? I don't know how things are coming out. Man, you don't realize how weird your cold is making you feel until you do a lot of talking in one radio show like this. Yikes. All right, waltzers, are you ready? As you all know, in every show, we include at least one waltz. And the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. So dancers, if you want to get ready, maybe scoot that furniture out of the way or whatever you got to do if you want to do a little waltzing. I don't believe, it's harder to remember now that we've been doing this show for like 10 or 11 years or whatever it is. I don't think this one's ever been on the show before, though. It's the Ron Kurowski Orchestra. Here is the Solidarity Waltz.
Care, then we soon start to see that they're tangling with the bear. But true Polish pride and total unity made us stand our ground for our friends and family. Let us join with our brothers and raise a Polish hand till the chains are removed from dearest land. So let's not forget our Polish heritage. Always make it known that we state our loyal pledge.
Solidarity is for you and me. Solidarity shall from sea to sea sing around the world.
Yeah. across the land.
Gdy wieść nadeszła z Polski o oporze z uciskiem, wiadomym nam było, że to walka z niedźwiedziem. Duma nasza Polska i jedność narodowa złączyła nas w pierścień niezłomny. Nie zapominajmy o naszym polskim dziedzictwie. Wzbogacajmy je, okazując wierność przyrzeczeniom. Domagajmy się swych praw i ściskajmy polską dłoń, dopóki wrogie prawa nie znikną z ziemi naszej.
All right, there you go. That is a waltz. It's a Solidarity Waltz. That's the Ron Karofsky Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour and your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. And, wow, well past the halfway point here. Got to get a 78 into the show. We always play at least one 78 record in the show. I got that coming up right now. I got Eddie Blazancic's Versatones. And I always spell it wrong. You know, I make a list of all the songs I play in the show every week. Some radio stations, it's a long story, need to have an actual list of what was played and what bands were played if they're working on their music licensing for that week and all that kind of, there's a lot of technical stuff. And plus, I make my own list, so if somebody's looking for a song, I can say, oh, that was in show number 28 or whatever. So I have to type in Blazancic, and I always put an extra C at the end. And when I'm typing it, I think about it to myself. It's like, I don't think that C belongs there, but I put it in just in case. It's kind of like people who over apostrophe. You know, they put in apostrophes all the time just in case there's supposed to be one. Like, that's better than putting one in when it's not needed. I don't know. But I put C-Z-Y-C-K all the time, and that's wrong. That last C doesn't need to be in there. But anyway, here's Eddie Blazancic's Versatones. It's a never-ending love polka.
All I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. After all this time of being alone, we're gonna love one another, live for each other from now on. You'll be mine, I'll be yours, all of the time. I've got a never-ending love for you, and from now on, that's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. All I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. time of being alone. We're gonna love one another, live for each other from now on. You'll be mine, I'll be yours, all of the time. I've got a never-ending love for you, and from now on, that's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you.
All right, that also was a hit popular song. As not a polka. I'm trying to remember who did it. Never ending love. I can hear the song in my mind. I can't remember who did it. But anyway, it's polka style anyway. Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones and the Never Ending Love Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldies show. Now is when we get a little bit experimental, because I got Will Glahe and the orchestra here. Of course, they had that big hit record back in the day, actually on the pop charts with a polka, doing the Lichtensteiner polka. And I got a extended play 45 here. You know what that means? Those 45s that had two songs on each side. And sometimes they're a little scratchy because the grooves are so fine to fit two songs on one side of a 45. We're going to see how this one works here. I haven't played this in a long, long time. Will Glahe and his orchestra and the Beer Barrel Polka. Oh my, there we go. Will Glahe and his orchestra, Beer Barrel Polka, and the record played all the way through, so I'm happy about that. Anyway, we're still doing Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got a few minutes to go. Got to get our 78 of the week in here in just a moment, but before we do that, if you have a request or something like that, you'd like to get in touch with the Zumpa Hour, there are many ways to do that. One is if you have a phone, any kind of phone, an old dial phone, a flip phone, a smartphone, a dumb phone, any kind of phone, you can text or leave a voice message. The area code 218-259-2985. Again, 218-259-2985. You can also email. That's the best way. OompaHour@AOL.com. All small letters, no spaces. OompaHour@AOL.com. And also check into the Facebook a couple of times a week. Facebook.com/TimZoompaHour. You can send a message there or whatever you'd like to do. So there you go. All right. We got to get a 78 in here. I feel like in the last couple of weeks, I just played Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. But I could be wrong. But there was a nice 78 just sitting around over here. And I don't know if it's sitting here because I played it or sitting here because I was thinking about playing it. Or maybe I played a 45 a couple of weeks ago and I can't distinguish that from having a 78. All I know is this is not on the done pile, which is to my right. This was in a pile of stuff over to the left. So I'm going to assume I have not played this one recently. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. This is Sonny's Polka. Say, that's pretty good sounding 78 RPM record right there. You know what we say around here, everything sounds great on a 78. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers there. Sonny's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. All right, probably a couple of more shows, songs I should say, left to go in the show. Yeah, at least we'll see how it works out. Got the Deutschmeisters on the way.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, there we go. I had to find the right button to push, for heaven's sake. Anyway, let's see what we got going on here in the old Oompa Hour. I know we got time for a couple of more songs, it looks like, here. I promised you the Deutschmeisters, didn't I? Got a little song called Why Did I Get Married? I can tell you why. Because my wife and I just celebrated our 39th anniversary over this past week. 39 years just went flying by, man. Why did I get married? Because I found the most perfectest war girl in the entire world. That's why, but for those of you maybe not so lucky, here are the Deutschmeisters. The Deutschmeisters, Why Did I Get Married? Here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. If I don't talk too much, we get two more records in here. There's Johnny Vadnall and his orchestra. This is the Jazz Time Polka. Thank you. All right, there you go. Johnny Vadnol and the band and the Jazz Time Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's go out on one more. If your name was Claire Witkowski, wouldn't you do a song called Witkowski's Polka? Why, sure you would. And there you go, Claire Witkowski, and of course, Witkowski's Polka. It would only make sense here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and that, ladies and gentlemen, puts a wrap on this week's presentation. However, back to do it again next week. Hopefully, I'll have this cold out of here by next week. So keep your fingers crossed, all right? I'll see you then.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.